Hello, this is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton, where my name is Rory St. John. Did you know that on July 12, 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed into law a measure calling for the awarding of a U.S. Army Medal of Honor in the name of Congress to such non-commissioned officers and privates as shall be most distinguished themselves by their gallantry in action?
I finally won this medal for braving the war and the civil fight in the United States. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to Florida and hope something gets built there. Well, let's see, pretty desolate land. I guess I'll just take a swim. Splash, 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 splash. Water's very nice today. A little high, these waves.
Don't go out there, you'll drown.
What do you mean, drown? Waves are only 10 feet tall. I'm a hardy war soldier.
Yes,
best kind of soldier, I say.
But do you know how to swim?
Swim? I don't need to swim. It's just water. I drink it all the time.
But drinking and swimming are not the same.
Oh, no, you're right. This water's above my head.
Glug, 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 glug.
But, oh, no, he should have listened to me, the lifeguard at the unestablished beach of Florida. Wait, I must swim out to save you. Oh no, the waves, they're too high. The water is too deep, and he really can't swim.
Swim? Oh. What am I supposed to do in the water? Am I moving or not?
No, move your arms towards the land, man.
They don't reach that far.
No, I can't reach him. He's being pulled out to tide.
Well, lifeguard, you did everything you can. And as Abraham Lincoln, it is my pleasure to award you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Thank you, sir.
Anytime. Now, to free some slaves.
Which is, of course, why the Congressional Medal of Honor is nicknamed the Lifeguard Award, because the very first one was taken away from the dead gentleman and given to the lifeguard who tried to save him. Make sure that you listen to your lifeguard, as he or she is a certified professional in guarding your life. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.